This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Ding. Dong.
You would make an excellent butler.
What are you doing over there?
Wouldn't he?
You were all like discombobulated before we were going on the A.
If only Rob would run to action when we actually needed something done on the show.
Right.
I stripped off my hoodie before
the show. You tore it off is
Thank
what you
Christ
did.
You did it.
Threw it in a ball in the corner, and right as we were starting the show, there's Rob over there picking it up, straightening it up, taking it out to hang it up.
Hang it up. I mean, that's what you do with clothes, Don.
That's right.
He's a neatnik that way.
It's a hoodie.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you took it off.
Now, why don't you normally don't go just with t-shirt. What is the are you warm?
I am getting hot flashes.
What does that mean?
Is it the change? Are you going through the change?
Hey, hold on a second. Seriously. Sweat. See this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
It's a hot flash. I feel like a chick.
Or malaria.
Have you gotten any more today?
I got the last one 12 hours ago.
So, like, they really do come and go.
I did wake up at 3:22 a.m.
Wow.
And had to take my shirt off, settle down, chicks. I had to sit up in bed, peel my T-shirt off, and lay there with just my undies on.
Really?
Yeah, and it just struck me again now.
Wow.
You should have called me. I would have come and hung up your T-shirt.
Looks very rugged with just the T-shirt on.
It does. Tough guy.
Ay, ay, ay. Look at that. Sweat.
Yeah, and it's
sweat.
Not hot in here.
I'm going to need a mop.
No, it's temperate.
Quite
very
the,
nice.
It's not. It's temperate.
Pleasant.
Temperate said the polar bear. It's quite temperate. 33 degrees below zero.
Anyway, Christ, I should be on Designing Women. Really.
Apparently so.
I've said it for years.
You're flushed. You got a hot flash.
What the hell is wrong with me? Menopause.
Men get it, don't they? Haven't there been stories about the fact that men get it?
Manopause.
There are theories.
Manopause.
Mm-hmm. I have to have something like that. I might as well face it. I'm almost 50, and this is what I believe some men go through. Buzz, what it was like? What was it like for you?
It's been so long ago, I don't remember.
Did we make a big deal out of your 50th?
I think so. It's been so long ago, I've forgotten.
Were you guys together for the 50th?
Well, Buzz has worked with us for how many years now?
Like 40, I think. 40,
40 years? Uh-huh. So, no, we weren't here for his 50th.
No. Now, who'd you work with before us, Buzz?
I don't remember. It's been so long. I worked by myself. I was a loner.
Okay, I just turned Buzz's microphone off as a penalty. Because seriously.
Yeah, really. I mean, sometimes just the basic amount of thought is required.
Buzz, here, for future reference, Abe Lincoln would have been a good answer. I mean, if you're really stuck for someone.
Go ahead and ask me.
Mike?
Yes.
Who'd you work with?
American Communist Party.
God damn, I am sweaty.
This is a very interesting start to the show today.
Mm. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. Really,
feeling a little, if I may, I'm feeling a little bit ill at ease. I just came from the suit store. I bought a suit.
Actually fanning me right now.
Yes.
Listen to that.
Excuse me.
Sound of air.
Do you want to hear something interesting?
Hold on. Can I just get cooled off for a moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wonderful.
How about the other side?
Sure. You big clod.
Now can I hang up your sweatshirt?
No.
Damn it.
Hi, Mike. What was interesting?
I bought a fat suit. I had to get a suit. I'm going to the Marine Corps ball on Friday night, and I had to buy a suit. I had to buy a suit in a size that I said I'd never buy. A fat suit.
A full
class Charlie fat suit.
Just so nobody thinks that you're talking about like the suit that Eddie Murphy puts on.
No, I'm talking about a suit that you wear when you're fat.
Okay. Let's start the show, and then we can get into all of that.
All right.
I'm sorry that my hot flash momentarily distracted the beginning of the show.
That's okay. You'll get better. You'll get better.
Good golly, where's Holly?
Oh.
She's out on the road.
They gave her a theme now.
Oh, my God.
Yes, good golly, where is Holly? That is the question, really,
yeah,
we're trying to answer all week, but especially today, and here's the clue.
Okay, here it goes again.
Okay.
Okay, good morning.
Oh, now they're
to
doing
you.
A Where in the
and
World Is?
Yeah. Great. I heard there was a Good Golly, Where's Holly think tank going on back there.
There was.
And that all. Yeah. That you guys were all discussing.
All right. Shut now up. She's starting to believe the press.
No,
Jesus,
we're
shut
not,
up.
We're not starting the show with Holly. Oh. We're not going to start with Holly.
God.
Here you go. Let's get sexed up, everybody.
At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why don't you let her turn you on, too?
Right on.
The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader. In color. Rated R.
Independent.
No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
Ooh. Let's watch another skin flick.
They're rich. They're beautiful. And now they're looking for some new kicks.
Yep.
Three gorgeous sisters and their governess who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
The family that plays together is a very groovy family.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
This music.
The Swingin' Pussycats.
Yeah.
The amorous adventures of four sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more perrific.
Mama told us a man should get all he wants.
Are the perfect household pets.
Swingin' Pussycats.
Trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats.
Yeah.
In color from Hemisphere Pictures.
Hemisphere.
Let's watch another one. Another skin flick.
They're flying high from one city
naughty
to
stewardesses.
Another and one man to another.
Mike, excuse me.
Yeah.
Bedroom stewardesses.
Bedroom stewardesses.
Bedroom stewardesses.
It's naughty cheerleaders.
They wake up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do.
Yeah, baby.
Just relax. And let these girls make all the plans.
Yeah, baby.
You'll just love it. And they'll just love you.
Love it.
All night long.
Yeah.
Bedroom stewardesses.
Stewardesses.
Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses.
Independent International.
For the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order. Bedroom Stewardesses. Rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent
from Independent International.
Not to be confused with...
It's the Big Triple Stewardess Show.
Oh, yeah.
Bedroom stewardesses plus blazing stewardesses and naughty stewardesses.
Naughty stewardesses. There it is.
All three for the first time in one super show. They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way.
Sure.
The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans.
Yeah.
You'll just love it. You've never seen so many pretty girls all at one time before.
Pretty girls.
And each one is eager to please you. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses plus Blazing Stewardesses and Naughty Stewardesses.
Naughty Stewardesses.
Three together for the first time. In color, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independence
International.
But really, if you're going to work it, let's get out the mother of all of them.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
With females for hire.
Hire.
And it's a lot more than you have ever
you
seen.
You bet it is.
Yes.
Bow, 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 bow.
Makes that
they're hookers.
Hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here. All
bow,
of it.
Bow, bow.
With everything left in and nothing
bow,
left
bow,
out.
Bow, bow.
The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace. The buyers and the sellers.
Sellers.
The conners and the con.
The conners.
The dream and the nightmare.
Bow, bow,
I said it. For hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire.
Fire.
With females for hire.
From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now.
All right, baby.
Now I'm turned on.
What you see is what you get with females for hire.
Awesome!
I'm
shouting all about love.
One question.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
I'm not sure. Oh, that's funny, Clay.
Gracias.
Oh, right.
Why, you mother-grabbing Beth?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Or a word from Al Roker.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Al Roker. That's not Al Roker.
That's Al Ray. He's a God-fearing man.
This is Al Roker.
And, of course, one of my favorites, the blue-footed booby. And who doesn't like saying blue-footed booby? And once again, let's all say together, blue-footed
boobies.
Booby.
Mommy, boobies.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Ew.
Now I'm mad.
And as always, we serve the public.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Ha-ha.
Gay sex. Whoa.
Whoa.
What glorious goo.
What does that look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Okay.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Hey, give us a call.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
Today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Awesome. Where's Big Ed in all this mess?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There we are. Hi, Ed. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the film.
Welcome.
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 MHK.
E-R. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing, Joe?
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Years ago.
Hi there, cats and kittens. Don and Mike Show, and it's Tuesday. Phone number, same as it was yesterday.
Doesn't feel like a Tuesday.
877-365-3636. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Howdy, what's happening?
Hey, Mike.
I'm here.
Hey, did you buy your suit from Thornton Mellon's?
Yes, I bought it from Thornton Mellon's Big and Fat. Tall and fat. It's tall and fat, right?
Call me when you have no class.
Hey, I'm Thornton Mellon at Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat Store.
Marine biology.
No, it just was really, crazy. You know, if it's any consolation, the jacket fit, but the pants were way too big. That's no consolation to me, though. That's still like a clown. It's like a Gleason suit. And away we go.
Have a good one.
I just can't have anything that's on my body that's snug. I can't do that. I cannot put a suit jacket on that's snug. And so I decided I'd go with a slightly fatter jacket for my little shindig that I have to go to on Friday night. I'm very frustrated.
What color is it?
It's black.
It's mustard.
And then I bought two. I bought one that's black and one with a little pattern in it. Stripes.
Vertical.
Yeah. Actually, little tiny anchors. Like you're familiar with the sport coat in Jaws?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have that little Kittner boy. Come spilling all over onto the dock.
Some sort of half-assed autopsy.
Did you go to the fat guy place?
Went right next door. Went right next door to see my buddy over there.
Oh, so you
the guy that was on the show. Remember when I took Super Dave over there?
Men's Warehouse.
I wish I remember the guy's name. Damn it, I should. That's terrible.
Technically, then, you didn't have to go to a fat man store.
Yeah, but they got big fat stuff over there now. They got really fat. I mean, really fat. Like, if I'd been in a normal men's store, I wouldn't have been able to get that jacket size.
Don't they have a nice name for it? Isn't it the executive cut?
Executive cut.
Yeah, that's what they
That's
like.
What I did. I got the executive cut.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Hey, and Mike. We're all here. Hi.
Everybody's there. I get them hot flashes, too, and I take vitamin D and calcium. It makes them go away lickety-split-like.
I can bring you vitamin D. I got me the vitamin D if you need that.
I feel plenty like the pussy man, though, having because now it's gone.
Ah, good.
Now it's
yeah,
gone.
I mean, you're not listening anymore.
No, it was like right before the show happened. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to put on your, you're going to have to get your valet to get your coveralls or whatever the hell they are. Your pullover.
I have it at the ready, Siren.
It's called a hoodie.
A hoodie.
Hoodie.
Back in the day, we called that a sweatshirt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I thought you guys would be on reruns with the writer strike and all. You guys are genius.
Yeah, we are here. All of this is ad-libbed.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Amazing that we're doing this right off the top of our heads, isn't it?
Hello,
or
sir.
Hang up.
He's on strike.
Just go away.
Well, see, if the writers were here, he'd have his line.
Uh-huh. I'd be ready to go. Like, well, that's not what your mom said. And then there'd be a paragraph.
With all those great mom jokes. Last night when I got home, it's amazing how things somehow in a relationship continue and like hopscotch over a day. I got mentioned to you, the only pimple on the ass of another beautiful weekend, an otherwise beautiful weekend, was when Janet said to me right at the end of the Colts-Patriots game, mm-hmm. and only the most important football game of all time this week, when we got into the whole discussion about the kneel down. And if it's fair or not. Well, yesterday, got home. Now, she had called during a break. She was not pleased that I had referred to her as, I think, monkey is an ugly word.
Sure is.
But I used it. I said that it was like trying to watch the game with a monkey.
Yeah, I was wondering, when you left last evening, I know you had a bit of an evening to look forward to.
Yeah, so I got home, and she was not in a great mood, and she's cool about me talking about her on the air and understands that I will take the truth and stretch it, but in this case, I really didn't, and for whatever reason, she lit my fuse about this, and I said, but we've let it go now, and she said, great, and I went in the other room, and she was nice enough to make me a cocktail, and I turned the football game on, and she was nice enough to bring me in a plate with food, and we normally sit and watch the game together, and she's a gigantic Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yes.
Even though she doesn't know about the kneel-down rule, big Steelers fan, and they were on last night.
So no discussion took place over the discussions?
Well, what happens is she comes in and she's got my food.
Yeah.
Got the tray, little plate of the nice dinner she made, and she said, well, I hope you like it. And I said, aren't you going to watch the game with me? Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, no, 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 no. I don't want to be a distraction to you.
Okay. All right, so it was brought up right away then.
Yeah, so it was starting over.
Still living.
She's talking about calling during the show, and she brought that up.
And it worked its way from when she called during the show that she doesn't really care about that. She let that roll off her back.
You would have been uncomfortable if she hadn't brought it up. Am I right about that? I mean, you needed to have some closure on that that little moment.
Yeah, but as it turns out, the way that she wanted to spin it by the time that I got home was not that she was upset that I had talked about part of our life and she didn't like that I referred to her as a lovable monkey.
a lovable monkey, that's right.
She last night wanted to continue the real-life drama from Sunday night during the whole kneel-down thing.
She wanted to revert back to that one.
Yeah, I said, why won't you watch the game with me? And she said, I don't want to be a distraction, like with the kneel down. And I said, please, would you stop it with the kneel down? And she said, I just want you to know something. I don't think it's fair. And I said,
she doesn't think the downing the ball is fair?
Right. I said,
or the kneel down is
fair. I said, okay. Well, I called it the kneel down. I said, okay, that's fine. You don't think it's fair. Mm-hmm. And she said, did you hear what they said about the Steelers? I'm like, no. She said, I was listening in the other room, and they were saying that the Steelers, the old-time Steelers, were football players, and the Steel Curtain and Terry Bradshaw, and they wouldn't do that. She said, that's all I'm telling you, is that I'm about playing football and not cheating at football. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be a distraction to you, so you go ahead and enjoy the game and have your food.
I'm inclined, as far as on a specific rule issue, to agree with her 100%.
Oh, Mike!
I think at the end of a football game, they ought to have to at least run a play.
That is why you've got the kneel-down victory formation.
But you see, it's impossible virtually impossible for anything to go wrong on that play.
That is why
I think they have that play. I think they would have the thrill that baseball has if they actually eliminated that, because you could actually go down to the wire with the chance of a fumble or something like that.
You're a sports fan.
Yes.
You know the Joe Pisarczyk thing. You know the Herm
Edwards was that not a phenomenal game? Don't you still talk about that game?
The reason that you don't see that happening now is that they kneel down. Who cares?
Well, what I'm saying is, wouldn't it be, if you were on the opposing line and you've got, in the case of, I don't know what game I was watching, maybe it was New England and the Colts, where it was a minute and a half, a minute and 40 seconds, and it's a minute and 40 seconds of kneeling down, and it's kind of a drag.
If the other team was so dumb they wasted their timeouts,
yeah.
Too bad.
So you're saying no changes at all as far as, what if the rule was simply this? They had to make forward progress.
Mike, you're killing me here.
Why?
Because you're taking her side.
I'm not taking her side. I'm saying that I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to eliminate that from the end of a football game. It makes for a very wimpy end to a wonderful athletic contest.
If you have kicked somebody's ass up and down a football field all day long and they don't have any timeouts left, screw them, F them, stand up and kneel so that you don't fumble. And plus, it's a nice way to shove it in their face. It really is.
I'm just saying, if the opposing team had like a moment where there was just the very smallest amount of hope, you know, and it was, say it was quarterback sneaks, even the quarterback having to fall forward into the line.
But because what you're saying is, in essence, the team that's on defense, because they've played well during the game, they should be penalized at the very end.
Well, now hold on a second. You're saying the team played well. There are a lot of factors that go into a football game, not the least of which is luck.
Let's talk about the Colts-Patriots.
Okay.
How it ended up. It ended up that the Colts...
That was a very long period of time, was it? Now, wasn't that minute 40
The Colts shot their wad. They didn't have any timeouts. They had no way to stop the clock.
Wouldn't it have been amazing if... something had happened, though, like at the end. Oh, my God, it's a fumble, and they've got 10 seconds left to get the football.
Let's see what Rob Cosell has to say.
I have a question for Mike.
Yes.
If it is illegal, if you make the rule change that it's illegal to do that, would you also outlaw spiking the ball to stop the clock if you're out of timeouts?
No. No, because that is actually an attempt to stop the clock to actually win the game. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that it really wouldn't be the same thing. It's a slight modification of
the point.
It's
is,
a
though,
slight modification of, instead of taking any, you have to at least make forward progress.
No, you don't. But the rules say,
or attempt to make forward progress.
And here's the deal.
Well, I know the rules say that now.
The Patriots had like a minute 40. If you think it's 40 seconds in between, what are you playing with your hand for?
I'm getting a little callus that I'm trying to pick off with my bottle cap. I'm sorry. Is that bothering you?
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, it's a strange day. You're having hot flashes, and I don't want to do anything to upset you. I'm just, especially since we're having this wonderful spirited debate.
I have had hot flashes for a long time, mister.
Really?
I just haven't.
Well, you never tore off your hoodie at the beginning of a show like that. But it's gone now, right?
What, the hot flash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I just got the red ass.
Do you want me to stop doing what I'm doing?
With your hand?
It's just, see that little callus that I've got right there? Mm. It's from constantly, you know, years of that
pleasure. That's right.
You know, and finally I worked myself up at Dallas.
Yeah.
No, what were you going to say about the kneeling?
I don't know. watching the National Geographic Channel sometimes.
Why? What am I doing?
We've got our cameras hidden on this Moloch. This creature.
As I groom myself.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that thing.
That look at what? What, Elvis? You got a nice hole in your thumb.
And I should get some good stuff for this.
You should get some good stuff for that.
No, but are you amenable to an occasional adjustment of the rules to tweak the game a little bit?
No. No need to tweak it, Mike. It's a perfect game as it is. Let me. I'm going to run the risk now. I don't want to alienate Janet. So I'm going to take her out of this. Any man who is a football fan and knowledgeable about such things and wants to change it, in my humble estimation, is an uber pussy.
Oh, now I resent
that. And does not understand.
I totally resent that.
And does not understand
football.
Does not understand the strategic part of football and the chess match that is football. And part of it is, if the other guy doesn't have the timeouts, too bad. That's like if you're playing chess and you have somebody trapped in on checkmate and you go, Oh, come on. Why can't the guy just jump over like we're playing checkers and go boom, boom, boom?
Yeah, but I believe all athletic contests, you know, all games are man-made and invented, and they can be modified. Mm-hmm. I think they can be modified.
I believe the future is our children.
Taking a knee is not cheating because it's well within the rules. I did not say that. What I said was it might be interesting if an actual play had to be run.
Well, I think it might be interesting if, gee whiz, in baseball, if they had to throw all the pitches within 20 seconds, and I think it would be interesting if they hit a home run that went over 500 feet if it counted worth 7 runs. And I wish that, my God, if you had a left-handed pitcher and the team was down by 12 runs in the eighth inning, well, they could bat 2 ups if they wanted to, just to catch up.
Well, you're making all those up, and those are silly changes. I'm actually proposing, you know, actually having just a tiny modification. You'd be doing the same thing. As soon as contact was made, you know, the ball would be down. As soon as contact was made.
If you aren't
Don't they have to be touched by the opposing team?
No,
when he takes a knee, doesn't another guy have to come by and touch him?
No, all you got to do is kneel down. Kneel down. It's the
So you don't even need contact.
Correct. Have you watched a game?
Yeah, I've watched lots of games.
Okay, well, that's
I don't really pay attention at the, you know, I'm out in the refrigerator if there's, you know, if it gets to the point where they're taking a knee with 2 minutes left.
I know, I'm buying a suit. Okay?
I don't think it's all that unusual to say that, hey, that wouldn't it be fun just to give that one last chance to the other
please.
Team?
You beat the other guy's ass up and down the field all day long. No, you beat their ass. You've got the
if
right
you're on
to
the
do
losing
that.
End of that, if you're on the losing end of that, don't you feel that little... Like, when there's a minute and 40 seconds, isn't it the most horrible feeling in the world? Because
yeah.
you're sitting there watching the 1 minute and 40 seconds
yeah,
tick off the clock, and it's tick, 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 and you have no chance at all.
Isn't it too bad that your team was so effed up?
Do you keep putting – I'm saying it's your team.
No. Whoever it is that you're talking about.
You're making it sound like I'm you know, I'm taking for both sides
Mike,
here.
Whatever team it is, no, you're trying to politic this on me, and you're not going
to
win.
I swear to God I'm not trying to politic it.
I'm saying whatever it is.
Let me say this.
Team it is you are rooting for, you being you the listener, okay, the guy that doesn't have the ball, too bad. Stop the clock. That's how you get the ball back. You stop the clock.
This is what all I'm saying. I'm saying, is that not a kind of a slow, if you're on the losing end, isn't that a very, like, uneventful time of the
game? Life's not fair, Mike. And life's not fair. I'm sorry that everything can't be as exciting as a 4-hour baseball game.
Well, baseball, here's the difference between football and baseball.
Please.
You are not, you know, you're talking, yes, 4 hours, absolutely right. You know why? Because there is not a clock involved. And you never, ever, ever know. Bottom of the ninth, 8-0, your team's down, 2 outs, you never know. It's highly improbable, but it is not impossible. And there you have crystallized what I love about the great American pastime.
Whatever.
I know. That is what I love. That is what I love about it. I love the fact that really, even with a blowout, you don't know if, you know, you really don't know. It ain't over until, you know, that last pitch. Okay. I'm not putting down football.
No, you're not. You're a man for all seasons.
I like football.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hello, what's happening?
Saying nothing.
Yeah, that used to not be a rule. Back in the old days, they didn't do that. But technically, you can down the ball anywhere on the field by putting a knee, whether it's a punt or...
Don't say that. That'll upset Mike.
Well, they do it on kickoffs, too. And I think that's
Let's do away with that as well, Mike.
Absolutely. You know, tough beans if the ball's 8 yards back in the end zone. You know, you run that sucker. You got a field goal kicker that kicks it. If he wants it on that 20-yard line, he has to kick it out of the end zone.
Why do batters wear helmets then?
Because they're pussies.
Thank you.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Same thing as that guy. Take it, E. Take it, E.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I propose no intentional walks in baseball.
I agree. I agree with that one.
Oh, my God.
I hate that one, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, Mike, you're a mole, man. The defense has a chance to stop them on their last set of downs.
I believe I already said that to him, sir. He will not.
Why don't you take care of that youngster, all right? Why don't you take care of that youngster while you're throwing around Mo? And I'm not a Mo.
Oh, he called you a Mo.
He called me a Mo.
Yes, he did.
Hey, good for you.
Hey, F you.
Good for you, you big Mo.
And that wasn't for the caller.
You big Mo. Mike,
I'm not a Mo.
You're a Mo.
I am not a Mo.
Don and Mike show. Hello. And goodbye.
Mm-hmm. No need to pay attention.
Hi, Don and Mike Hello. Show. Hello. You're on the air.
Don and Mike, Radio yeah. God.
Hey.
Hey, what about that special play that Herm Edwards scored against the Giants?
Jesus, get with it, all right? Really, Mr. Slow?
Where's that
God.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, the one we talked about yesterday and today at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, that one. Anyway, not that it was a big deal, Jan and I ended up watching the game together.
Oh, good.
Had a very nice night. That's all. Then we did the kneel down. In bed.
I'm you sorry know. I said it.
We did the kneel down. We did the victory for
So everything got worked out then?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Good.
Hello, thanks. Don and Mike Show, you helped me out a lot, Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Well, I'm not. I'm not trying. I'm trying to just.
No, you know what it's going to be?
I'm not. You know, you think I.
She
you
happens,
know, you accuse me of helping me out in politicking. I'm not. What do you think I'm doing? Trying to get on her good side?
If she happened to be listening today, I know that tonight when I will go home, one of the things that I will hear is, well, Mike agrees with me.
No, I don't, because she said it was cheating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Semantics.
Hey, you guys have really been talking about Jerry Seinfeld in the B-movie lately. I was wondering, last night I caught that horrible HP commercial with Jerry Seinfeld in it. I was wondering if you guys had seen it.
That's one where they just show his body?
His hands, right?
And then he goes, oh, gotta go, message from DreamWorks.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Full of himself.
That thing made me sick.
Yeah, serves him right.
B-movie. I went to see American Gangster last night.
And?
Long.
Two and a half hours, right?
Long movie. Wow. Good movie. I was into it. Carla wasn't. It was a very, very long movie.
Wow.
And a stereotype was shattered last night. You know, I'm here to say I know that for years, for decades, African Americans, our black brothers, have believed that they have the stereotype of movie talking. I am here to say that it has now been shifted to the Asian people. They can be just as good at movie talking than the brothers. And, you know, it happens to you all the time when you go in there. It rarely happens to me.
Oh, you're talking about people actually
talking during the movie.
In the theater, not on the screen. Okay.
In the theater. Usually it's just, you know, you've heard all the comedians that go, you know, hey, oh, shoot him, ha ha. You know, no, this was just a group of people having a dialogue. Uh-huh. And I turned around fully expecting... You know, that I'd be, looking at some African-American, and there were four delightful Asians having an animated discussion about the movie. And then it settled down, and I didn't have to have conflict. I was not into having conflict last night. But a good movie, but really phenomenal movie. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal, Don.
How many bloody stains do you give it?
Oh. Three out of five.
Three out of five?
Three out of five.
Okay. As good as Casino?
Not even close.
As good as The Departed?
Different, but almost as good. Boy, see, you know, I didn't like The Departed when I saw it in the theater, and then I saw it on cable, and I liked it again. So I'm gonna say no, not as good as Departed.
Well, nothing's as good as Goodfellas.
Right. No, that's the gold standard.
As good as Mickey Blue Eyes?
Better. Better than Mickey Blue Eyes.
Well, then.
It's a long way to go.
Nothing's better than Mickey Blue Eyes. You ever seen it?
Mickey Blue Eyes? I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Hugh Grant? James Caan?
Oh.
Mickey Blue Eyes. Oh, yes. What is it? What are they trying to get him to say?
And the guy Jelly.
Forget about it.
From the Billy Crystal movie. Analyze this. Jelly, again. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Jelly's the guy with the big fat guy with the pockmarked face.
No, it's forget about it.
Forget about it.
No, forget about it.
Yes, forget about it.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
And we'll go here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, what's going on? I see they're all ringing.
It could be a problem with the software.
Are we having a little technical glitcheroo?
Could be. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. All right. Thank you, Joe. Hey. Whatever you did back there.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's happening?
You guys, you're good. You're good, you.
You. You're good, good you.
You. Hey, you. You're good.
You're good, you.
You.
One rule they should make for baseball to change it is when they're going to walk a batter, why do they have to throw four pitches? It's a pathetic waste of time.
Yeah, but you never know. It's that one little chance that, you know, if a guy's on third base, he's going to throw and it's going to get away from the catcher. You never know what's going to happen.
Why don't just kneel down, Mike? Assume the position.
Kneel down.
Hello.
Take a knee.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well, something is wrong.
There it is again.
Because it's that, see, it's like nothing. You can't hear anything.
Okay.
Not even breathing.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, if they rescinded that rule, then you're going to get some studly running back like Joseph Addai or someone tripping over a blade of grass and going, oh, oops, I'm down.
You mean like faking it?
What's that?
You mean faking that he's down?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, I thought about that, and that's the actual one hole in my argument. I was thinking about, you know, they can fake it.
I'm glad you thought about it but didn't mention it until he called.
Well, it was actually not on, you know, it wasn't an argument that helped my case.
Right.
So I didn't feel like bringing it up. Hello. I'm not going to give my opponents help.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I had a comment about the movie talkers. Not only black people or Asians. Gay people, too, are awful.
I find that hard to believe. I find that, generally speaking, gays are so well-behaved. Uh-huh. Seriously, even your roughy gays.
There was four of them sitting next to me during I went to the premiere of Pirates of the Caribbean, the third one.
Well, then.
That's
a gay movie right there.
What do you expect?
That explains it.
Is that even out yet? Mostly gays go to legitimate theaters, so it's not a problem.
Well, I tell you, I got one coming up. I saw a trailer for it last night, and you can look for the gay community to be making a big appearance at Sweeney Todd with Johnny Depp.
My God.
Yes, look for that theater to be filled with queens.
Does he look like he's got a cold again?
Yeah, that's what you'll see as soon as you see this trailer. It's Johnny Depp being Johnny Depp again.
Really?
It's Johnny Depp doing those kind of roles that he loves to do where it looks like he's just gotten out of a casket.
Will he sing?
Yeah, I think he's doing a little singing in this one, too. Yeah, it's a Broadway based on a Broadway musical.
P.U. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, middle finger guy.
Yeah,
your
what?
Biggest fan. Middle finger guy.
Middle finger.
Your biggest fan. Thanks.
Okay. Bye bye.
Is that the big guy that comes to our shows?
Was it really? Or was it a guy who was just like goofing on those, hey, biggest fan calls?
I think that's middle finger guy that used to come to our Las Vegas style shows just to flip us off.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, crap in a fucking confle mignon. I'm on the Dynamite radio program. How exciting.
Is that all you wanted to say?
No, not really. Hey, Ray Lewis, murderer. You like apples? How about them? Go Steelers.
What? I mean, the crickets came out, then they went back in.
Yeah.
That was very strange.
You started doing the whole murderer.
Like
hello, apples? Don and Mike.
Aha.
I do like apples. Hello.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
I've been watching this program for the last, it's a three-point question, excuse me. This program with the Kardashians, with Bruce Jenner.
Meet the Kardashians, right?
Yeah. What is the hell has happened to his face?
Are you talking about Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, Bruce Jenner, yeah.
Oh, this has been documented a long time ago, that plastic surgery gone bad before Michael Jackson.
He had the kind of plastic surgery where if they screw it up, they make you look like a woman. Hmm. And that's what happened to it. But, I mean, Bruce Jenner had plastic surgery when we started doing this radio show.
Yeah,
together.
Like 23 years ago, he had the bad Pinocchio nose, and then more and more became shiny and shiny. Okay, that point number one. What's point number two?
Well, you see, the thing was, when I watched the show last night, his nose looked like a letter opener. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, point number three, please.
Point number two is, last night I was watching the football game. Can you explain to me why the emblem of the, even though they're retro?
No, I don't know why it's only on one side. Please, what is your third point?
I just want to know, why is the emblem only on one side?
Hold on, that was your second point. I said, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What is your third point?
A third point, I apologize. I'm taking too much of your airtime.
There you go. Good point.
Yeah, I'm losing my job.
All right.
I'm going out of work at the end of the month after 25 years. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty well liquored up, and I'm not feeling too good about it.
Now we're talking. Now we really could have
gone through. We could have gone without the other
points. We could have done without one and two. Amen. We really could have. Let's get right to it. All right, so 25 years. How long have you worked for CBS Radio?
Actually, I only worked for CBS on the golf coverage and the Western Swing for about 6-7 years as a spotter. On the 14th and the 16th.
Wait a minute, Dom is making a joke out of left field here. Are you telling me you really did work for CBS?
Yes, I do. That was almost 20 years ago.
What is the most recent job that you're being phased out of?
As a caddy.
A caddy?
A caddy for who?
A caddy, a golf caddy. A guy carries golf clubs.
No, I know, dumbass. For who?
Well, let's see. Gee whiz.
Well, there are not many around. I mean, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Monterey, California.
Monterey, where do you work down at Pebble Beach?
Yes, I do.
And they laid you off?
They're phasing me out because
hold on. Is he like a Danny Noonan, some guy that works like as a pro at a club?
No, a caddy is, I would imagine you can make your own fun. You can make your own work, right?
Well, not here.
Did they lay off a bunch of caddies?
Yes, they did.
Why'd they do that? Are they bringing in other caddies? That you obviously have to have caddies.
Hold on, you're a grown-up caddy? And you don't work for a pro golfer?
Hey, slow down.
What, there's no paper routes available?
Slow down, Dom.
No milk routes available? You're a grown-up man, and you go to a golf course like we did when we were kids?
This might surprise you. Why don't you tell Don how much you made when you were a full-time caddy?
Well, if you give me a moment to explain it.
How many points do you need?
All I want to say is I worked at the same place for 25 years.
All right, what was your best year? How much did you make your best year as a caddy?
The point I was trying to make...
Buddy, I'm just asking so people get perspective. I understand that a caddy can make a good living.
We're trying to help you in that regard.
I mean, you made a good living as a caddy, correct?
I can't... Listen, sorry. I can only hear Don. I can't hear Mike.
Hello? Can you hear me right now?
Hey, dumbass. That was Mike that was speaking to you.
I'm sorry.
All right. I was asking you how much you made as a caddy in your best year.
Oh, God. I could make over $40,000, $50,000.
Yeah, 50 grand. $50,000 in a year as a caddy.
Then what's the problem?
I'm being phased out because of my age.
How old are you?
I'm 57.
That's right. I'm sure there's a 13-year-old boy out there waiting for that job.
Yes. But the quality, I thought, would elevate me above that.
Your experience.
I don't believe him.
Listen, you're old.
I don't believe him.
You're old. We're finding it out. You're finding it out. You're old. Society doesn't like people our age. My urge is to help as many people like you, and I want us all to march together. Are you with me? We're going to march together, and we're going to march off a cliff. All of us
like
together.
Lemmings. Sir?
All of us. Future caddies, former caddies, disc jockeys, burger flippers, guys with 3 points to make on a radio show.
I was going to ask the same thing, Rob. What are you drinking?
Well, what I wanted to say was...
These are not tough questions. What are you drinking?
I cannot speak. There's a time delay thing, and you guys interrupting what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Jesus.
Nobody has said a goddamn word here.
I asked you directly what you're drinking. That's all
I'm not
asked.
I'm anything.
You said you were.
You said you were.
I'm drinking cherry-flavored Kool-Aid. Okay,
he's
make
full
the
of it. He's lying. You're lying about everything. I don't believe you're a caddy either.
I believe he is. I believe he's a loser caddy. And to say he's like Tin Cup would be making Tin Cup like a professional. And I'm talking about at the beginning of Tin Cup when he's the loser guy that runs the driving range.
Right, right.
Okay. Can I make one point?
Yes.
Can I just make one point?
As a 57-year-old caddy who's being downsized because of his age.
I have information your friends could take off the air, call my employer to confirm who I am and what I'm saying.
What do you want to say?
I'm just being shoved out the door for younger people.
It's the way of the world.
After 25 years.
Dude, I'm sure there's an amusement park. You could go run a ride there. Go to Magic Mountain. Be the guy that sits there and pushes the button for the kids to go up the roller coaster.
Are you still vital?
Well, of course.
You can still run around and carry the heavy bag?
Yes, I can.
That's age discrimination.
It is. That's the point I've been trying to make.
Well, then find a lawyer. Sue, fire. Excuse me.
Every point I've been trying to make.
Don't call a radio show. Find a lawyer and sue him.
I would have fired your ass, too.
I don't think it has anything to do with age. I think it has everything to do with you.
That's what I'm saying.
So my loyalty, my experience, and my seniority is
It sounds like you're a pain in the ass. I mean, if you talk to your employers like you talk to us, you sound difficult.
Because I'm fighting for my job.
Hold on, dude. Your job is being a caddy. That's not exactly a job.
Yes, it is. There's no difference between my job and yours. The only difference between my job and yours is there's no commercials when I'm on the golf course.
There's no difference between our job and your job. And
not at all.
And there's no difference.
There's
no difference at all. Really?
Not at all. You guys pontificate. You're humorous. You're informative and all that kind of stuff. I have to do that all the time. I don't get commercial breaks. I don't take a 6-minute segue or whatever you call that. I do the same thing you guys do.
Hey, what's your first name?
Ass. Munch.
What's your first name?
My name, he said ass. That's real respectful. You want me to continue this conversation, that kind of rhetoric?
Hey, loser.
I'll tell you something right now.
Go to hell.
For the last 25 years, I've put myself in the highest honorable position. And this
please. Why don't you wipe my balls? And I meant my golf balls.
Okay.
Do you clean men's balls? Is that part of your job?
Yes, it is.
They're golf balls?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is. You got me. Yes, sir, it is. Now, the point I was trying to make.
I can tell he's drunk.
He really is.
Yeah, clearly.
Our jobs really are not similar. Will you at least give me that point?
I'll grant you that, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How else may we serve you?
Well, I think the point was pretty well made.
Well, I would recommend, if you're serious about this, find a group. Are there other people that are old guys that got let go like you?
Yes. Dozens of us.
Then get them all together and get one attorney and you can sue the place.
Get yourself some Viagra, my friend. Have a party.
You could have a group of guys that can sue them. If it's based on age and you still can do your job, he's gone.
You just hang up.
Yeah.
Wow. He's gone.
Go eat lead, you loser.
I'm serious. He was drunk, though.
Full-time caddy. Mike, and you, as always, are the listener's friend.
Right.
Trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know the position you're talking about where there are professional caddies.
Yeah, there are lots of places that have those guys.
I got the feeling he's...
And there are lots of guys that I've had guys that were in their 60s that were older than that down at some places.
I got a feeling like you go to the putt-putt course and he'd be the guy behind the counter with his shirt off going, if you get the orange ball in the clown's mouth, free one.
I'll tell you why I don't think he was telling the truth.
All right.
I mean, because he agreed with the first golf course I mentioned.
Yes.
That's what he said. And it's the one everybody knows, Pebble Beach.
Yep.
And I also don't think they fire caddies because of age. I really don't. I don't think they can.
Don and Mike show. Professional caddy. Hello, Don and Mike. I mean, but not a professional caddy, like a Tiger Woods caddy, Phil Mickelson caddy.
The guys down in all the golf courses, there are lots of places that have guys that do it. And you know what? There are a lot of teachers that do it and get out of teaching. And then do that, and they do it during the summer when they're teaching, and then after they retire from teaching, they do it. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of older guys that do caddying and make a decent amount of money.
I am quite sure that there are. I am also quite sure that if he was involved in golf, like I said, he was the loser guy sitting in the corner.
He was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Come around, go, who do you got today to caddy?
I was going between thinking he was just incredibly difficult and thinking he was just BSing the whole thing.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I forgot to ask him about the kneel down, though. What his opinion on that would be. And your new suit. I'm just trying to tie everything in.
Try it into a nice little ball.
Hello.
Roll it into a nice little snot ball.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Booger Radio.
Hey, that last caller.
Caller, yes, sir.
That last caller that's too old to be a caddy. You don't ever see any blue hair water boys.
Hell of a point.
He only made one, Mike.
Hell of a point.
The other guy wanted to make
great three. Job, Brownie.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, guys. That guy, I mean, what is he talking about? How can he relate to your job? I mean,
absolutely. I please, here we are on top of the mountain, and he is. Please,
here we are flying the space shuttle.
Here we are on top of the show business world.
Yeah. Here we are at the top of the mountain.
Mike.
Kings in our castle.
Look at our surroundings.
Right. That's the first, you know what, you should say that whenever we're talking about how we're kings of the mountain. Look at our surroundings.
Then stop and look at the talented faces of your coworkers.
How can he possibly deign to compare?
The word is Camelot.
Here we are. You know, I'm just surprised that this studio doesn't have a moat around it.
I want to tell you something. Someday, these will be the good old days.
Someday, this will be a museum. Someday, people will come to visit.
How dare you compare carrying some guy's golf bag for 18 holes.
When we work in a building made of gold.
And we entertain. I don't want to overestimate our audience, but I understand there are at least 629 people listening right now.
At any given moment.
And if any of them was to tell another person, my friend, do the math, that's over 1,000 potential listeners.
Right. As a matter of fact, right now, we're not doing it physically, but mentally, we are hauling heavy golf bags up a steep hill in the middle of a 100-degree day.
Hey, dude, my brain is so tired from digging ditches mentally every day, I can't tell you. Really. I go home, and I wish I had, you know those things that guy, you know when you go into a Costco and the guy brings the stuff out, if it's a big, large order, and he's got that bad...
He's got the kidney belt on.
That bad back thing around.
Yeah, the little back belt. The little back support. It's a back brace.
Mike and I wear them on our heads.
We do. On our mouths. They're specially designed for our mouths.
On our big brains.
Yes, siree.
Right here. The top of showbiz.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. It would have been better if the guy sounded like Grandpa Simpson.
Please, how can you possibly equate yourself to this gold standard that we surround ourselves with? Why?
I don't have commercial breaks.
Were we not just invited to the president of the company's wedding? We were.
Right?
Were we?
You know why? Because we're players.
That's right.
That's right.
Don't hate the player. Don't be a player hater.
All right, so we weren't invited to that, but we're not bitter about it.
Well, I mean, look at the way they commemorated our 20th year anniversary.
All we had to do was scream and yell and offer to pay for the ad ourselves.
Right.
And they took out an ad in a newspaper.
To put an ad in one of the trade magazines.
A real ad.
Said, Don and Mike, you made it 20 years. We kept betting against you every step
That's
of the
right.
way.
You know, and we were speaking about Donnie Simpson the other day, who got... the full-page ad in the newspaper for his 10th and his 20th and his 30th, I believe, and we didn't. So things are going well.
But we got it better than that guy.
Yeah,
yes, I'm telling you.
Yes, you do.
Right now. And I don't mean to put down any of you hardworking caddies out there.
Right.
And I'm sure any hardworking caddies out there right now listening to us are either going to be using this as a stepping stone to a professional future that's bright, or you're simply doing it to make ends meet.
Make ends meet, or to get an entree into the world, the wonderful world of golf.
Or maybe you're just like that guy. Some boozy loser with ketchup and mustard stains on his shirt, smelling his own fecal breath, who just got fired because he was drunk on the fourth hole. Please.
I'm just like you. How dare you? Here we are, kings of the mountain.
We are F! F of the mountain!
F of the mountain. Yeah, no, I don't sell this show short. When I was getting my little loaner car today, the guy was telling me he almost drove off the road with our fabulous booger discussion yesterday. I swear to God, and nothing brought me greater pleasure. Sure. He loved every minute of it.
Gee Rice. Well, my man's flop sweats are back.
Are you sweating again?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm cool, Mike, as one I would say cool is the other side of the pillow.
All right. Well, are we almost ready to go to break?
Yes, we are, my friend.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a knee.
You are funny. Take a knee. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.